John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I am always happy to say that this woman is either on the phone or in the studio. I prefer her in the studio, but unfortunately, she has to be on the phone. She's at the hairdresser's. Ms. Pat is going to be at Punchline Philly, and you can get tickets for her show tonight and tomorrow night through punchlinephilly.com. Hi, Ms. Pat.
Hey, we call it a Black Beauty line around here.
Okay. Right. You know, I have always wanted, I've always heard these great stories about Black men's barbershops and the kind conversations go on in it. You know, LeBron's got that show about it. I am dying to walk into one and just sit there and listen to the conversations, but something tells me I wouldn't fit in.
Oh, yes, you would fit in. You fit in the conversation that you don't think they can cut your hair.
Okay.
God, you will walk out of that looking like Eminem.
Wow. So he'll have a dyed beard.
Before you know it, you're going to own a spaghetti restaurant.
You know, and things must be going real good for you, Ms. Pat, because, you know, normally when you call in, you know, we go to the phone and there you are. But today, your person was on the phone ahead of you and then handed the call off.
Yeah, I can pay somebody now, but don't tell nobody.
So what are you having done at the beauty shop today?
I'm getting makeup done and a couple wigs curled and put in a bag so I can bring it to Philly and pop them on.
Okay. Have we ever seen you without a wig on?
And you never will. I probably look like you without a wig.
As football fans, we now have something in common.
Oh, boy, y'all, we both losers.
Yeah.
We're both 1-3.
Thanks for that win.
Yeah. Right. And the Falcons are the only team we beat.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't even talk about them Falcons, boy. Them Falcons are some heartbreakers. They should be rock singers.
Actually, Pat, you were on the field pregame, weren't you?
I sure was. I was at that game. Yeah, I saw y'all beat us. You know what I did? I just went in the VIP thing. I sat there and just ate up all the food.
Yeah. Good call.
That's our girl.
That was more fun than watching y'all drag us.
I hear you had dinner with a good buddy of mine, Bob Saget.
Oh, my God, I love Bob Saget. Not only did I have dinner, Bob Saget came to my house and he ate like a long-lost cousin. He had like three plates. I was like, well, all right then, Bob. He ate them ribs and collard greens. If I didn't look up, I would have thought Bob was black. I mean, I thought he was going to stick his hands in the cornbread and greens. He was tearing it up.
How did that come about?
I did his podcast, and he just fell in love with me. He said, can I come to your house for dinner? And I'm like, this man do not know I can't cook. So I made a phone call to my son. Hey, I need you to cook and play like I did it.
Did you serve him any chicken feet?
Sir, I make too much money to eat chicken feet. Have you seen them things, boy? They look like they're going to walk off on you. It's certain stuff that I cannot eat. Like, I cannot go down the grocery store aisle where the bread at, the no-name bread, it scares me. I do not eat ketchup that don't have a name. I need all my tomatoes in my ketchup. So I'm not going to eat no chicken feet. I ain't eat no chitlins. I can't even pronounce it no more. I ain't eat no hog maws. I ain't eat no turnip nuts. I'm not eating none of that.
Oh, my God.
He said, oh, my God.
What about oxtail? Is oxtail out?
Sir, no. The rich eat oxtail. I'm not rich. I'm very rich. Hey, you know, oxtail used to be garbage until somebody told white people that they was good. They're very expensive now.
Isn't that like lobster? Wasn't lobster like prison food?
I don't know, but lobster's very oxtail. To make a pot of oxtail, you out about $150, $200.
Wow! I like soup, but give me a break. Hey, you know, we know about you, you know, in your earlier days and your drug dealer days and all that stuff and you know, and how you got into comedy. I never knew you worked in a doctor's office.
Yeah, I used to be a medical assistant.
Uh-huh. Did you ever, you know, think about doing that instead of comedy?
No, I don't like kids. I used to work at a pediatric clinic. I don't want to deal with nobody's kids. And plus, I was a convicted felon. I kept getting fired as soon as they figured I wasn't supposed to be giving nobody shots or being around no legal drugs.
How's the old man? How's your husband doing?
Fine. He's getting ready to retire in January.
Uh-huh.
He's breaking down like a 64 Chevy, but he's doing it.
Do you guys have any plans once he's at home all the time? Are you going to be touring all the time?
I'm going to be touring all the time. I don't want to sit there and watch Gunsmoke with him.
Ha, 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 ha. what do you enjoy doing in your downtime? What in your off time? What's your favorite thing to do?
I'm a DIY type person, so I look forward to, you know, redoing stuff. I just bought a house, and an old house that I'm about to take the roof off of, and I'm excited. That's the kind of stuff I like to do. I like construction.
Really? I mean, do you get up there swinging a hammer and, you know, using a nail gun?
Yep, I go out there with no bra, and hey, I blend right in.
Who needs a hammer?
Just on the roof.
Just lift one up and drop it on a nail.
I sure will lift one up. It'll probably dry the nail in.
As a comedian and doing stuff like that, you should line yourself up with another TV show.
I'm trying to line it up. I hope somebody listens this morning. Give me an HGTV show. Yeah. I just started saying
Hood and Garden.
I got a whole project.
Hood and Garden.
Hood and Garden?
Start up your whole new network.
What's the name of it?
Hood and Garden.
Hood. What's a hood?
You used to live in one.
Oh!
Come on, Miss Pat. I'm pandering.
I'm going to have to fill that with Hood and Garden. At first, I didn't get it. You know I'm slow. I've been shot. I thought you want me to put a hood on my head.
It's all right. You're getting your hair done. I get it.
No, never ask a black woman from the South to put a hood on her head.
I know that's right. I'm like, huh? Hood and garden. But yeah, I like that. Hood and garden. You got that right.
Miss Pat is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com. Miss Pat, it is always a pleasure. You stay safe. You stay beautiful. I just love you. Thank you so much for spending the time with us.
Thank you. Philly, I love you guys. Come on out and have a good time tonight.
John DeBella.
Can we go now?
Shut up. I'm having fun.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.